While Democrats at the hearing indicated they were more inclined to change antitrust law, Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, Republican of Wisconsin, said he did not think the laws needed to change. Ultimately, Congress doesn't have the power to break up the companies. Still, the proceedings provided fuel to other investigations of the tech companies by the Justice Department, the Federal Trade Commission, and state attorneys general. The Justice Department is expected to soon announce charges against Google, accusing it of abusing its dominance in online advertising, people with knowledge of the investigation have said. The FTC is preparing to question Mr. Zuckerberg under oath in its investigation of Facebook's grip over social networking and accusations of nascent rivals. Quote, this is a critical juncture of how the Washington policy clash with the titans of Silicon Valley unfolds, unquote, said Gene Kimmelman, a former Justice Department antitrust official and a special advisor to the consumer advocacy group Public Knowledge. Regulators around the world are also moving to limit the power of the tech giants. Europe has led the charge with antitrust investigations, and Margaret Vestager, a region's top trust buster, recently vowed to take a harder line on the companies. On Wednesday, Turkey passed legislation giving its government sweeping new powers to regulate social media content. The hearing on Wednesday was a turnabout from just a few years ago, when Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple were emblems of national pride for their innovation and growth. But the expanding reach of the four, which are involved in everything from smartphones to e-commerce to digital payments, and their stumbles in misinformation, privacy, election interference, and labor issues, have increasingly raised hackles. Even so, the companies have continued growing as more people live their lives online, with all of them expected to post solid financial performances when they report quarterly earnings on Thursday.